a wedding banquet according to Matthew. Jesus used parables to help us understand his ministry with a popular use of the phrase, "the kingdom of heaven is like." And today, we hear him compare the kingdom of heaven to a banquet for the son of a king. This particular banquet is not attended well by those who the king first invited, so he sends out slaves to bring in the guests, and those slaves are killed and run off by the ungrateful guests. The kingdom of heaven is often referred to by Jesus as a party or a celebration. Because the invited guests refuse to come to the party, the king sends slaves out to invite everyone and anyone, good or bad. All are invited to come and fill the banquet hall. The king says he will fill the wedding hall, so they bring in all who are willing. The first ones invited, as it turns out, were not worthy to come to the banquet according to the king. This is a time of celebration for the king. New life is about to begin, and he wants to celebrate with all people. The ones who do come, both good and bad, may not have ever been to a banquet given by the king. They may not know the rules, and they may not get everything right. Have you ever attended a special dinner where there were more utensils by your plate that you alone are supposed to use than you were likely to see at home on a table for everyone seated at the table to use? The place setting alone could be intimidating to someone from the poor side of town. You can imagine the surprise of these people who had been invited the last minute just to fill the wedding hall when the king begins to critique their clothing. The king pulls them off the streets and expects them to be dressed for the party of the year? Jesus began telling us the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a wedding banquet that the ones originally invited refused to attend. God created all things, and he selected a certain family to bring the blessing of God to all nations. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing, not Abraham's blessing, but God's blessing. This is not just for Abraham's offspring, but also for all nations. What is up with the wedding robe? The people invited to the kingdom of heaven will come and be transformed, and they will be changed if they believe in the Messiah. The king will give them the clothing needed for the party. The bridegroom is the Messiah. A new home is established. The people are invited to join the banquet and be transformed by the good news of life. We are transformed by the good news. We are transformed as children of God. Our outward appearance changes, so we will be seen by our good works, and they will know we are followers of the one who opens the gate to the banquet, Jesus Christ. God invites us into the banquet and gives us the opportunity to become new. We need to put on the wedding robe, the outer garment that is Christ. Put on Christ and live as Christ lives. Jesus opens the gate of salvation for all God's creation. Forgiving each other, loving God with all our hearts and mind and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. That is putting on Christ. The wedding robe for the great banquet comes from the one who opens the gate of God's kingdom. The banquet is set. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Can you hear what Jesus is telling you today? Forgive your enemy. Love your God. Do justice for those who are mistreated. Love kindness and love your neighbor. Walk humbly with your God. Get dressed for the party and see the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of celebration, you have invited all people to rejoice in the goodness of your love. Help us to be hospitable to all people at your banquet, so that all might receive your blessing. Continue to open the gate of your kingdom to all people, in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.